Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Adam is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What famous brewery was founded in Dublin in 1759?
Get it.
Correct. What Beatle was barefoot on the Abbey Road album cover?
Ringo.
No.
Pass.
In what movie did Brad Pitt... What's that?
Paul McCartney.
Yes, correct. In what movie did Brad Pitt play Mickey O'Neill?
Pass.
What is the most populated city in Alaska?
You know.
No.
Pass.
What is the name for the long pole with a microphone attached to the end on movie sets?
Boom mic.
Correct. An octothorpe refers to what popular social media symbol?
Octopus.
No.
Octagon.
No.
Pass.
What type of berry was believed to cause birthmarks when eaten by pregnant women?
Blueberries.
No.
Raspberries.
No.
Strawberries.
Yes. Which rocker is known as the metal god?
Ozzy.
No. With that, Adam, you get 1, 2, 3, 4 correct. Let's get Steve back in here and see how he can do. You felt like that was a rough one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see how our boy fares in his turn in the game. Steve, are you feeling ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Of course you are. What famous brewery was founded in Dublin in 1759?
Guinness.
That's correct. What Beatle was barefoot on the Abbey Road album cover?
George Harrison.
No.
Crap.
Come on.
Paul McCartney.
Yes. In what movie did Brad Pitt play Mickey O'Neill?
Oh, was that Snatch?
It was. What's the most populated city in Alaska?
Juneau?
No.
Fairbanks?
No.
Crap. Why am I not thinking of any other places in Alaska? I'll come back to it.
What is the name for the long pole with a microphone attached to the end on movie sets?
Boom mic.
Yes. An octothorpe refers to what popular social media symbol?
Oh, a hashtag.
That's right. What type of berry was believed to cause birthmarks when eaten by pregnant women?
Dingleberries.
No.
Strawberries?
Yes. Which rocker is known as the metal god?
Ooh. I'm thinking of two. Is it Lemmy?
No.
Then Dio.
No.
Ozzy.
No. What is the Hebrew word for so be it?
Yom Kippur.
No.
I don't know. C'est la vie.
No. But Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, which is a victory.
Let's go.
6-4. Sorry, Adam.
Good game, Steve. Hope you all have a great day.
You too, Adam.
Thanks,
take
my
care, man.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The most populated city in Alaska is Anchorage.
Anchorage. I do. The rest of the game was just a blur because all I can, I'm like, I can't even think of another city in Alaska. How bad is this?
It's pretty bad.
Thank you. Thank you.
The rocker known as the metal god is Mr. Rob Halford.
Oh, crap. That makes sense.
And the Hebrew word for so be it is amen.
Is it?
Yes.
Huh.
Steve, Megs, we have this new feature on the Odyssey app where people can leave us a voice message.
Yes.
It's very easy to do it. And we have been getting some messages on there. We love checking it every morning. Some are rather interesting, though.
Well, one has a little bit of a bone to pick with you, Taryn Daly.
With me?
And another one is going to make you feel old. Not me, you, Taryn Daly.
Why are we even doing this?
Because it's fun.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Nickelback.
The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You are also invited to leave us a voice message at your leisure. You just download the free Odyssey app for your smartphone, and it's a lovely little feature within the app, Steve.
And some people have an issue with you, Taryn Daly.
Well, what's new?
Also, somebody wants to make you feel old. I don't think they want to make you feel old, but I think it's going to make you feel old.
Okay.
And we'll get to that one in a second, because I think it'll make all of us feel old. But this one, this person has some beef with you. Are you ready for it?
Let's go.
I was just listening to the 650 edition of Beat Maids, and I'm trying to figure out how Steve only got 7 correct when I counted 8 correct. Do you know how to count, Taryn?
Yeah, Taryn.
First of all, I went to Stanford High School and then Washington State University. So can I count? Probably
no.
Not.
Seems like there's been several times where I've been listening to that segment.
Have you been screwing me?
I don't know.
And I'm just not paying attention.
Just which, shaving a point off?
Yeah.
I mean, a win is a win.
I mean, I do know that you like me losing.
I
so,
do.
And now that you're hosting Beat Migs, I feel like, oh, okay, now the fix is in.
I've been caught.
And Steve has gotten more correct than you've been giving him. What's going on over there?
Yeah, what's going on, Taryn?
We need an official accountant for the show, I think.
Do you know how to count, Taryn?
I think the answer is no.
No.
All right. Are you ready to feel old?
Yes.
Hello, this is Deja. I went to St. Mary Ann's when I was 5, and I met Taryn Daly there. That was my most favorite memory. I also met the Rock Girls, and I was in Daly when I'm on the bus. I am in 8th grade, and I go to Lakewood Middle School.
That's
Wait,
so cool.
I met her when she was 5?
You met her when she was 5.
Oh, I must have only been 25.
Sure. Dude, we were at the Washington State Fairgrounds for the Spring Fair over the weekend and met so many freaking awesome listeners. It was really good for the soul. Like, you just walk around and people are sharing their stories and a lot of love for everybody at the station. And it was awesome. One guy came over and he's like, can I get a picture? I'm like, absolutely. And then he's like, I've been listening to you since you worked at the end. And I was like, that was a long time ago, sir. And
he's those were the 90s.
He was with his son. His son was an adult. Oh, I'm like, what is happening here?
Steve, I actually went out to dinner with my girlfriends last night, and we were talking about a thing that makes us feel really old. And I don't know if you have this same thing.
Okay.
And I apologize in advance if I make anyone uncomfortable with this talk. But we were talking about our spinal flexibility being not what it used to be. And that sometimes when you go to the bathroom and you need to, like, make a little wipe happen, that sometimes it's harder now.
Really?
Than in our 40s. Yes.
Is this I'm not trying to break it up into gender, but is this more of a female thing?
It wasn't. I mean, it was all girls dinner last night, and we were all talking about the fact that, like, man, I can't reach as well as I used to. I mean, like, I'll get the job done. It's just harder to do the job.
I have plenty of reminders of why my body is falling apart, and I'm not getting any younger, and it'll take me a while to straighten up if I'm sitting on the floor playing with Tatum. But there's never been an instance where I'm like, man, back in my 20s, I could wipe a lot quicker.
It just takes a little more focus, a little better balance.
Dude, I was watching an interview with someone who was talking about aging, and it blew my... They said something that kind of just, like, blew my mind. This guy, Chris Van Vliet, who's just, like, he does, like, a lot of wrestling interviews, but he also does, like, a lot of, like, pop culture stuff as well. And they were talking about getting older, and he just said it so casually, and I'm like, man, he nailed it. He goes, the thing about aging is you never think it's going to happen to you. And I was like, man... In a weird way, he's absolutely right. I think about when I was in my 20s and 30s and making fun of people in their 40s and 50s. And like, I don't know why I didn't think at some point I'm going to be that person too. And now I'm experiencing it. And I'm like, where the hell, how did I end up being done with my 40s already? How am I done with my 30s? I still feel like I'm in my 20s mentally. It's just crazy. But then you have moments where you're reminded, like when you're trying to wipe your butt.
Or when you walk up the stairs and it's a symphony in your knees. It's just the worst. While I was in Leavenworth celebrating spring break with my family, I ended up finding a note. And it's a really odd note. It's actually an invitation to a party. And it has a very interesting theme. So what is it? We're actually going to read you the note at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
I got to spend my son's spring break with my whole family over in Leavenworth last week.
That sounds a little overwhelming.
It was a lot of chaos, yeah. Steve. But while we were sitting at the main table in the house, I noticed a little corner sticking out from under the table runner. It was clearly a piece of paper of sorts. So I grabbed it, and it was an envelope.
Okay.
I opened up the envelope, and I found what might quite be the most unique invitation I've ever seen in my life. I'm hoping that you have a little Twilight music that you could play while I walk you through
Twilight
this.
Music.
Yeah, like as in like Vampire Twilight.
Like the movie.
Yes, the saga, if you will.
Okay.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh,
I don't even know if this is, it says it's the Twilight theme. I don't know if this is Twilight music, but I'm going to pretend that it is.
This is a bridal shower invitation, Steve, and it goes like
so
this.
So was this meant for you?
No. I just found this random bridal shower invitation. In twilight's veil, young Taylor roamed, a heart unbound, her soul alone. To escape a life not hers to choose, she sought a love she couldn't lose.
Wait, hold on a second. Who the hell wrote this? And did they use artificial intelligence?
Maybe.
So, okay, I'm sorry.
That's just the first paragraph, Steve.
There's more?
Yes. In sunlight's glow, a voice did call, Louis, the vampire. Proud and tall. With blue eyes deep, he spoke so sweet, a love as dark as shadows meet. Their hearts entwined, a secret fire.
Is there a picture on this, or is
no,
it just
roses?
just roses, and it's in a script font.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A bond that burned, a fierce desire. Into the night they fled as one. A love eternal, never undone. A mortal bride, the vampire's flame.
Okay, come on.
And then what's great is on the back, it says when the bridal shower is.
Okay, so that was an invitation to a bridal shower?
Yes. The invitation has a date, a time, an address. It's in Spokane, so I don't know if I'm going to make it. But there's also a phone number for RSVPing.
Oh, man, at some point, we should try and get a hold of whoever this person is just to let them know that you got this invitation.
And I'm totally coming.
That is so weird.
The mortal bride, the vampire's flame.
I'm just trying to think if, like, again, I'm not getting invited to a lot of bridal showers, but if I got invited to a party and they use, like, that kind of a theme, I think I'd just say I can't make it even if I could.
I mean, I'm curious, is just the bridal shower going to be in this theme, or is the whole wedding going to be a vampire wedding?
Well, I mean, I would imagine that this is the start to what has to be a theme for the wedding.
I would hope so. Otherwise, I love a theme. I do.
Do you?
I usually do. I mean,
for weddings,
this is a little strange to me.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, embrace it. If maybe they're vampires, I don't know.
You know, I say I'm like not a fan of a theme at a wedding, but it would depend on the theme. If it's a theme that I like if they had like a wrestling theme,
yeah,
hell yeah, let's go. But if it's Twilight, I'd be like, babe, do I have to go to this one? Can I just stay home?
Well, based on the fact that I found this very interesting kind of Twilight-themed bridal shower invitation, what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What is the oddest, strangest, goofiest, most out-there theme party or event you have ever attended? Maybe it's Twilight.
Somebody did confirm that this is Twilight music.
Is it?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK, the oddest theme party or event you have ever attended. Call now, and we will take those calls after Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, I'm not going to the party.
Can I go?
Knock yourself out.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was the oddest theme party you ever attended? Or a weird event? We'd love to hear about it. 206-803-ROCK. Now, Steve, we have someone on hold who went to a very interesting themed wedding.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with our friend Joe Dredd in Seattle. Joe, tell us about the unique event that you were part of.
Oh, good morning, guys. You know what? While I was on hold, I had a chance to get on Facebook and do a little research. So it was 5 years ago. My friend Persia, who was a bartender in the Junction in West Seattle, at a bar called Supreme.
Okay.
For her birthday, she was going to do a Kiss-themed bingo night at her work. And she's like, Joe, could you do me a big favor for my birthday? Can you dress up and show up to this? And say, goddamn right I'm going to.
I bet you.
I had my wife drop me off, and I showed up there after the thing had already started. So people are in there with Kiss makeup on, and I come walking in full Gene Simmons garb with the platform boots and the dragon hips and everything. And I swear you could have heard a pin drop.
Well, yeah, because I got to imagine that most of the people there are like just like kind of not half-assing it, but, you know, just putting the makeup on, yeah. Maybe wearing a yeah. Kiss shirt. And then all of a sudden it looks like Gene freaking Simmons just walked into the bar.
Now, and I learned something very important that night because I was drinking beer and hanging out and stuff. That was the night that I realized I needed a zipper in the front of my onesie because I had to have assistance twice to get out of my costume just so I could pee.
Oh, that's awful.
You know, Joe, I love you, but I don't think I would ever assist you in that.
No, thanks. Do you think that the daubers were like red like blood?
Oh, that'd be that great. Would be,
that, for the next Kiss bingo night, that's the move. 206-803-ROCK. Kevin from Renton, tell us about the interesting wedding that you attended.
Yeah, so Steve, I was telling Taryn when she screened me, but so my fiance is pretty good friends with the wife of the guy who created the naked bike ride in Seattle.
The Solstice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we were invited to his wedding. She's East Indian. Her family came from India, and he invited all of his friends. And when we got in there, it was like grapes, and I thought we were in the wrong spot because everybody was like, especially the men were in like knee-high platform boots and ruffled shirts, and the wedding started with a sound bath, and then people were like chanting, and the wife's family were, I don't know how they, I don't think they knew how to react to it. They were all in like very formal attire, you know, like Indian attire.
Okay,
and
so
then they had this other.
So people were like in costumes and not everybody knew that people were showing up in costumes for this wedding?
Oh, I didn't know. We didn't know. Like, he has a very close-knit group of friends. He's a really, really nice guy. But he's very eclectic. I mean, he can really make it like, right? you can about imagine what he's like. And, there was, I don't know, it was just, everything about it was just, I've never seen a wedding like that before. You'd have to be there.
No, like, I don't imagine. Like, you got to pull the guy aside and be like, "Hey, did I just miss the memo? Did I not read your invitation? Like, was I supposed to dress up?" Because what you said, I guess he told you when you talked to him, it was like a medieval
kind of medieval. But then other people were coming in like traditional Indian wear, and it was like kind of a clash of costumes.
I feel like the husband's a troll. He's just trolling his wife's family. He's trolling the people that he's not super close to. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
What's the weirdest themed party you've ever been to, Steve?
KSW used to do a lot of theme parties. Remember, like, we used to do, like, the Dead Celebrities Ball. We'd have, like, these random ones where bands would play. And that one's the one I always remember because it was like we all dressed up as different dead celebrities. And I, of course, tried to find the easy way out. So I just bought a New York Yankees t-shirt that had DiMaggio on the back. Had a New York Yankees hat. And I was, I'm dead Joe DiMaggio. I did not know at the time. Like, so there was this little person, she would come and do like work our events and like always was a blast, always brought the party. And she dressed up as Marilyn Monroe. And it was the greatest thing because for the rest of the night, we're just taking pictures and you got tall, goofy Steve Miggs dressed as Joe DiMaggio and then a really short woman dressed as Marilyn Monroe. It was just like the dynamic was amazing.
And you did not plan this. It was just by happenstance.
No, I had no idea until I walked in and saw her dressed as Marilyn Monroe. I'm like, you couldn't have written this. What about you?
Oh, I mean, we did an old people's party one time.
That was at Meltdown.
Yeah, well, that was inspired by the old people's party, but gotcha. Our friend threw a party at his house in Lake Stevens where we all dressed like old people, and it was weird because you felt like you were looking at like a flash forward version of your friends. But look at us now; we're just aging so gracefully.
Well, because I remember when we did there was a summer festival called Summer Meltdown that we would go together and we would go and camp at. And one time, you and a few of your friends decided to dress as old ladies for like the. Whatever electronic artist that was playing that night, it was like a festival vibe and everyone's having a blast. It's hot outside. The looks of all the, because you guys didn't just like dress up as old people with like an old person wig and wear like a muumuu. Like you really.
We were the Golden Girls.
Yeah, you went all out with like makeup and glasses and you look like old women, especially if you were under the influence.
Yes.
And there were some like people that were definitely tripping, and then you four old ladies are dancing and just like shaking your butts at the like Bass Nectar or some random DJ that's performing, and the looks on their faces were priceless.
Some grannies have the moves, Steve.
Yeah.
If you think you have the moves to beat Steve Miggs, now would be a great time to give us a call. This man has a record of 109 wins, 47 losses, and 25 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 750.
The Daily Miggs Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.